If you had coffee without milk in it, or with milk in it, what would you call it?
If you had coffee without milk in it?
Yeah, did you have any special names for
it? No, just called it straight coffee.
Straight.
Well, now, when I first married, we didn't buy parched coffee at all. We bought green coffee. And parched, it's the coffee bean that you buy ground up. And we would bring it and put it in the stove and parch it. And I would break an egg up and beat it, and then that would kind of coat that little coffee bean. And then we had coffee mills, and we'd grind that coffee. And everybody that, when I was a child, did that, and I did a long time after I married. What'd we have, what?
Well, did you have your big meal for lunch or for coffee?
Had three big meals a day. You didn't have any light meal ever. Never was a light meal. For dinner, we'd have a meat and all kinds of vegetables, whatever kind, maybe the meat you cooked your vegetables with. Then for supper, you would have a meat and grits and hot biscuit and something like that. We didn't have many salads and things like they do now. We'd have raw, we raised cabbage and lettuce and things like that in the gardens, and you'd have those, and we'd have a lot of cabbage slaw. And we raised radishes and carrots and everything in the garden.
Did you ever have food that leftover
that
you'd have
served
again?
Have what?
Did you ever have leftover food that
you always had plenty of it.
Uh-huh.
If they didn't eat it up, well, you couldn't keep it somewhere, just throw it out to the dogs, what you didn't eat. Mm-hmm. Always had a yard full of dogs, everybody did. Mm-hmm. Children had their pets and things, you know. You just throw the, get up from the table, one boy wouldn't say, I'm not going to eat this, I'm going to give it to call his dog by name. He'd take it out there and give it to his dog.
Did you ever feed it to the hog?
Huh?
To the hogs? Did you ever feed?
No, they see, you didn't throw your dishwater away. They had what was called a slop bucket or something, and that, what you washed your dishes and things in, was put into that bucket. And that was put on one of those wheelbarrows you were talking about. We'd have a barrel, and they would haul that out in the, and pour it in the hog pen for the hogs. They called it slopping them.
And that was what you called feeding?
That wouldn't be the feed, but that would be just the extra, the slopping.
Was the leftover food ever cooked again?
Not very often, because not in a long time ago, they didn't have ways to keep it cool. You see, your ice would, you'd have a, buy ice, buy a 100-pound block and put it in a ice box or a refrigerator, and you couldn't keep everything. So you just would cook so much fresh, there was a lot of things wasted too. Or thrown away.
Were there any, do you ever hear of any alcoholic beverages that were like illegal?
Well, everybody made wine.
Was there a special name
here
for homemade whiskey that was,
I don't know. Well, there's always a blind, we'd call it a blind tiger place in the county somewhere where people, I don't know where they made it, but you could go there and get whiskey, or people would do it.
What was the whiskey called?
Huh?
Do you know what the whiskey was called with any name?
No, I don't know anything but whiskey.
Mm-hmm.